Good morning and welcome home. Merry Christmas. It's wonderful to have you here, my beloved siblings, friends from FCC joining us for a service. This season, we can finally say at the end of the year, you know, where we remember God has given us hope and his salvation through the giving us of his Son. So many of you, be it you are watching this online alone, you know, joining us alone with your family or friends or your cell group members on your various satellites, right? Or even in the various small little pockets of group within the church, you know, welcome home. And before we start for the day, you know, we have a few things lined up, you know, for you. But most importantly, you have a lot of food. Maybe some of you have a lot of food all prepared. Don't get excited. The most important thing is prepare your communion elements as we will be having our digital communion together later on as part of the service. Other than that, even though we are watching in front, maybe you are still lying in bed, maybe you are already actively, you know, dancing around in the living room with your friends, you know, participate actively, you know, join us in the caroling, the singing, the responding of the psalms. All this activity, we are looking forward to even interacting with you on the online chat, on the YouTube channel. So without further ado, are you ready to join me in celebrating Christmas?
In the beginning was the Word, God's wisdom. Wisdom was with God, and wisdom was God. Wisdom, God's Word, was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through the Word. Nothing came to be without wisdom. What has come into being was life. This life was the radiance for all creation. This radiance was not like the lights of this world, but an internal radiance born of nurturing darkness, a flaring forth that has never ended. Although not recognized, wisdom, God's Word, brought the world into being and dwelt in the world. In the fullness of time, the Word became flesh. Wisdom pitched her tent among us. We have seen this glory, the very glory of God, full of grace and truth. No one has ever seen the Holy One, but wisdom, God's Word, has made God known.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. We will sing, sing, sing. Joy to the world. We will sing, sing, sing. Joy to the world. Repeat the sounding joy. sing, sing.
He rules the world.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 60, 1 to 2, 4a, 5ab, 15cd, 1. Rise up in splendor, O people. Your Messiah has come. Glorious rays shine upon you. Fertile darkness and folded earth. Woolen clouds swaddled the human race. Long nights guided you in quiet preparation. And now God has dawned upon you. Glorious will be your awakening. Raise your eyes and look. You shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow. This day will make you the pride of ages, a joy for generation after generation that comes after you. Rise up in splendor. The Messiah has come, the word of an Isaiah prophet. Thanks be to God.
Oh, come, let us adore.
Merry Christmas and welcome to our Christmas service. You know, during Christmas, we love to give gifts to one another, the people we love, our family, our friends. And really, this tradition of gift-giving comes back to the very heart of what Christmas means, because it was at Christmas that God reminded us that we were so important, that God would give all of God's self in order to be with us, Emmanuel, God with us. And so this is what we celebrate during Christmas, the greatest gift of all, that God chose to come and be with us. You know, 2020 has been a very unusual year, to say the least. It's been extremely challenging for many. Some have struggled with job loss or even health issues or worries about how this pandemic will go. Some have been separated from families, and that has been really difficult as well. But when we look back over 2020, I wonder, in the midst of some of the sense of grief and loss that some of us feel, have there been any gifts that God has given you in 2020? What gift has God given you in 2020? For me, I think God has given me the gift of perspective. Going through 2020 in such an unusual way has taught me many lessons about myself and about the world, and especially the needs of those who have much less than I have. And I'm challenged in a very deep way to want to do something about this, that hopefully not me just as a person, but also us as a community, as a church, that we want to do something about the new things that God has shown us, about the new lessons that God has taught us. And what about you? What gift has God given you in 2020? I want to invite some friends among in our community who would like to share their stories of how God has gifted them special things in 2020. And I hope that their stories will encourage you and hopefully even inspire you.
Hello, good morning. My name is Sam. So for those of you who don't know me, I used to live in Singapore between 2014 to 17 and attend regularly to FCC before I moved to Melbourne. I have came back to Singapore about 3 months ago to start a new job. So I guess you would think, oh, okay, the gift God has given me this year is my new job. Well, yes, but that's not exactly, you know, what I meant. I think what gift I have received from God is actually what I did not have. And let me explain a bit more about that. So when I was in Melbourne, we started the second lockdown in July, and we were in deep winter, and the restriction was very strict. So we could not leave the house except to exercise 1 hour per day within 5 kilometers. Even for grocery or essential, we can only one person per household to go out. And that was crazy for me because I really love traveling. So instead, I have developed this sort of daily walking routine with my partner, Kenny. And we'll walk around our neighborhood, you know, together. We look at the cat. We look at the nice garden people have. We have discovered new parks that we have not noticed, even we have lived in the same area for almost 2 years. And it's interesting because we started the lockdown in winter, and towards the end of August, we see different flowers coming up. We really see the season changes. And, you know, we start to see the magnolia, and then you got the cherry blossom, and then the wisteria, different kind of flower. And that was exciting, and we were feeling hopeful. So what I really give thanks for is the ability to notice what we do not have, and so that we appreciate the nice things when they do happen. And it is similar to my job as well. I've gone through 2 years, I would say some rough patches, some barren patches. And at that point, I did not exactly understand, you know, why, what is the purpose for these challenges. But looking back today at the end of 2020, I know it's a tough year for many of us. I can say that if I had not gone through that 2 years of rough time, I would not be able to appreciate what I have today. So I guess what I want to encourage you is, yes, this year is a tough one, but I'm sure maybe in a year or two time when you look back, you will fully understand why we are going through this in 2020. Thank you.
What gift has God given me this year? When I was retrenched and experienced challenges in relationships this year, I was at a low point in my life. With COVID, I was left alone and had difficulty reaching out to others. My pride came into the picture. I was upset and hurt and angry and turned away from God. I was broken. It took me a while before I realized that God loves the broken. His light shines best through broken places in our lives. While we humans frantically try to fill those broken places with something, anything, He asks us to stop, be still, rest in Him, and let Him fill each wounded, broken place in our lives. And with His healing grace and love and forgiveness. God used two broken stones, tablets, to cause the Israelites to repent of their disobedience. He used broken loaves to feed 5,000 and then some. God used a broken body, pierced for our sins, to provide salvation for all humankind. Through this challenging year, God has blessed me with a lot of time I needed to heal. Our Lord used siblings in our church and community to reach out and bless me with food, with prayer, with love. God blessed me with rhythm and rhyme that I was able to compose some songs, something which I have not done in a very, very long time. As I prayed, meditated, and connected with His Word with much more depth and meaning than I've ever had again in a very long time. I have so much to be thankful for, even though it seemed at first that I was a target for the devil and have much to complain and be upset about. God's gift of peace, clarity, wisdom, and love in this, my year in the wilderness, have touched my soul and filled me with much gratitude that I not only serve a risen Savior, but one who is ever here with me to hold, cherish, and carry me through in good and bad times, now and always. For this, I'm ever grateful. For this, I'm ever thankful. Thank you, God, for loving me just the way I am.
God gave me back my life this year. When my mom was diagnosed with dementia about 3 over years ago, I knew that she would consume me totally for the long haul. I was expecting this to last at least about 10 years. But the first 2 years was relatively easy when I employed a live-in helper who has been a blessing to me. And there were adjustments to be made. You know, like enrolling my mom to the daycare center, frequent visits to the geriatric department and hospital for monitoring, placing her in a wheelchair, and wearing adult diapers. As the months went by, her condition worsened and resulted her in having memory loss, incoherent speeches, false accusations, frequent falls, emergency visits to the A&E, sleepless nights, and having to bathe, feed, and toilet her. And on top of the COVID-19 situation, it really did not help because that resulted in a daycare center being closed down for the time being and having to be at home with her 24/7. And I keep asking my God, please give me back my life. Well, usually I take about six overseas holidays a year, very frequently, just as a form of escape. But this only helped to a certain degree. I anticipated that I would need to place her in a nursing home in the near future. So I highlighted it to the doctor, who placed me in a queue to have an interview with the medical social worker. And as all of us know, the queue is going to take a very long time. So let's start with my mom at home, 24/7, was extremely trying and frequently pushed me over the edge. But there was temper flying and frequent shouting, you know. And during this time, my mom started wailing in the mornings and afternoons and nights, and even overnight, and wanting even to hit us as well. So I could never have a complete rest throughout the night and always on a standby should anything happen, which did happen. And I really, really, really couldn't take it, and I keep asking God to give me back my life. But all this came to a final stop. When one afternoon, she went quite out of control and I had to call the ambulance to admit her into the hospital through the A&E. I thought this was a really terrible thing, but I began to see how God was in control during this situation as the doctors explained to me the route ahead from then on all the way to the nursing home. And guess what? The medical social worker called me 4 days later. And from there, everything went on smoothly, not too long a journey, all the way to the nursing home. And now my mom is being placed in this beautiful St. Andrew's nursing home at Henderson Road there. And then it's very easily accessible by transportation, and the cost is very manageable. But at the same time, I had to wrestle with the guilt of placing my mom in a nursing home. But luckily, my siblings, me and me are on the same page, and I have to keep talking to myself, convince myself that it's okay. And I came to the conclusion that, you know, a nursing home is still a home. And then she needs professional care as well. So now she's very safe and being properly taken care of. So God finally gave me back my life. And on top of that, I've always wanted to renovate my flat according to the taste that I want. But I couldn't do it because my mom was living with me at the time. Now, the situation is better, and with no overseas holidays, I managed to save enough to pay upfront for the cost of the renovations, and it was done in 3 weeks from the go-ahead time. And finally, I got back my life. So this whole year hasn't been that bad to me. And I believe that all situations, good or bad, if you look hard enough, there is a silver lining somewhere there.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first census and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria.
All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David and Bathsheba.
He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was pledged to be married and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth.
She gave birth to her firstborn and wrapped the babe in bands of cloth. She laid her newborn in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Silent night. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel, a messenger of God, stood before them. The glory of God shone around them. They were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for look, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people.
To you is born this day in the city of David, the Messiah, the Anointed One. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger.
Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly beings, praising God, singing, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, on earth peace among all God's people."
When the angels departed, retreating into cosmic splendor, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which God has made known to us."
They went with haste. They found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
The shepherds returned to their pastures, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as they had been told.
The Gospel of God. Praise to you, Jesus the Christ.
Oh, Slave is a brother and in his name. Do not be afraid, for look, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly beings, praising God, singing, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, on earth peace among all God's people." God gave of God's self and incarnated, became flesh, in the form of this baby in the manger. We are told not to be afraid because this is good news of great joy for all people. Born this day in the city of David, the Messiah, the Anointed One. This gift from God is to bring us love and peace. A peace that's not of this world. A peace that transcends all understanding. This Christmas is very different from the Christmases we have experienced. This year has been described almost to the point of being repetitive, that it's unprecedented. Easter service had to be held fully online, and we cannot sing together here at One Commonwealth. But we hope you are singing where you are right now with us, with each other at each of our satellite locations. We want to remind ourselves, even though things have changed, the call for us to participate in God's work in the world for love, for justice, for peace has not changed. At this time, I want to invite you to prayerfully, creatively, and carefully imagine a gift that you want to offer the world. A gift that will echo God's gift of love, justice, and peace to the world. Will you take a moment to imagine what gift you would want to offer the world this Christmas and the year that is to come? Now I want to invite you to discuss with the people in your satellites. And for those of you who are not at one of the satellites, you can discuss this on our YouTube chat. What gift would you like to offer the world this Christmas and the year to come? Just as God has given us this gift during Christmas, what would you like to offer? This gift that we offer is a commitment to God to live out the teachings of Jesus and to live out our lives as followers of Christ so we can be salt and light of the earth. So discuss with the people around you. What is this gift that you want to offer the world now? How can you be a gift to the world? I hope you have a rich discussion. I hope that you have made a commitment to be part of the change that God is working in the world. We now come to a time of communion. And this time is where we gather together to partake as one body of Christ. And as we think about coming together to partake of communion as one body, this is what we are going to be right? Incarnated out in the world as the body of Christ, as witnesses and as workers for peace, justice, and love. We have sent packages to each of the satellites so that we can all partake of communion together. And for those of you who are at home on your own, with your own friends and not one of the satellites, you can go and get some bread or some biscuit and some wine and juice to join us as well. We celebrate an open table here at FCC. You do not need to be a member of FCC. You do not need to be baptized. All you need to know that God's grace is sufficient. So join us. Join us in this feast, in this celebration, in this remembrance of Christ. God of all times and places, we gather at your table of grace to recall your vision of hope for all people and for your world. Through Abraham and Sarah, you revealed your promise in the surprise of a child.
Through your prophets, you called your people to make way for peace and justice. In Jesus, you revealed your way of forgiveness and love. Through the ever-circling year, your word discloses to us, again and anew, your promise for the restoration of all creation.
As we gather to share this sign of hope and fulfillment, we remember Jesus, the child born into obscurity amid fear and uncertainty. We remember the fragility of that revelation, as well as the hope he stirred and the imagination he inspired. And we sing,
In the bleak midwinter,
frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow hath fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow, in the bleak midwinter long ago.
We remember Jesus, the one who blazed a new and risky path of extravagant generosity and of passionate concern. Temple shaker, world maker, rule breaker, risk taker, the author and finisher of our faith.
We remember Jesus' self-giving love and the offer of himself for others, even those who gave him over to death, and we sing,
Our God, heaven cannot hold, nor earth sustain. Heaven and earth shall flee away when God comes to reign.
In the bleak midwinter, a stable place suffice the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. On that night, in the midst of great confusion and fear, Jesus broke bread with friends, saying, This is my body, which I give for you and for all. When you do this, remember me.
With a blessing, he took the cup and offered it to them, saying, This cup is God's covenant, which is given for all. When you drink this, remember me.
Enough for him whom cherubim worship night and day, a breast full of milk and a manger full of hay. Enough for him whom angels fall down before, the ox and donkey and camel which adore. Come to us, life-giving Spirit of God. Bless us, these gifts and what we do here, so that we might sing your song of love for your people and for your world. Prayers of the people, God of all, we pray for your people.
For those who are afraid and oppressed, may you give courage. For those suffering, conflict, and fear, may you bring peace. For those who long for food and water, may they be filled. For those who long for justice, may it be fulfilled.
We pray also for ourselves and our community, that those in hospital and in your care feel your strength, that those who are alone and anxious feel you near, that those who are ill in body and in spirit be comforted, that our friends and family be blessed by healing and love.
Hear our prayers, O God, and in your mercy, answer. We pray these things, trusting in God's faithfulness revealed.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what can I give him? Give my heart. We celebrate an open table here at FCC. And wherever you are, we invite you to join us in this celebration of love. Let us partake of the elements together. Will you join us together in the prayer of communion?
God of shepherds and kings, you gather us by the light of the star of promise. You lead us not only to hope for the future, but to trust in your presence and renewal of life in every time and place.
Guide us this night by the light of that same star. Lead us to the mangers of this world, where uncertainty is met with the renewal life, and the transformation of this world is most deeply felt in love, one with another. Be with us on this day of Christ's birth, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm here again. And now we move into the segment of our worshipping God through our giving. This season, you know, this year's theme is actually give. You know, we remember that God gave us the most important thing we need in life, right? Beyond the abundant life, He gave us hope. You know, gave us a sense of renewal. And so, while we are receiving God's blessing, I'd like to invite you to join me in giving back, you know, offering what the many blessings we have received in life from God, and giving back to the community, and also to the church, so that we can continue the good work, the calling and the mission that God has called us as a family to do. So, there are a few ways you can give. For some of you, you may be joining us for the first time. You know, this is the time you can actually, many of you sitting in front of your, you know, like your devices or your monitors, right? Take out your phone, whip out your phone, and start scanning the QR code. There's two QR codes. One will be for the FCC General Fund. Another one will be for the Building Fund, all right? So you can give to us by giving through the PayNow code, or you can also now give, if you're giving via credit card, you can go to freecomchurch.give.asia. And this can be a one-time giving or a recurrent giving. However, there is actually a processing fee as if you are giving through the credit card. So we strongly encourage you to go give through the QR code or PayNow, which we'll show you again later. So some of the important things that you might want to take note of is that the different segments of the interface, by what are the segments that you go, you indicate your donation to FCC, which is your, for your offering, and then also donation to Give.Asia, that is in support for the platform that's offering this service. Lastly, you also have other things like your name and your email. If you're first time giving us, we strongly encourage you to leave down your name and email so that through our financing and auditing, we can be accountable to those who are giving to us. Lastly, you have a privacy setting. All right. If you do not want to, your name to be shown on the giving platform, just set the privacy setting to anonymous. So I'm going to give everybody some time to get ready your giving. And while you're preparing, right, I'd like to invite all of us, you know, in a prayer of thanksgiving. God, we thank you. You are a life giver. You gave us hope. You gave us joy in the person of Jesus. And so now, God, honor and help us to, we lift this offering up to you, God, so that they may bless your heart and give you joy. Help us with this offering to continue the good work we as a family and a community is doing. And continue to bless each of us in our lives, our family and our friends, for another wonderful year that will be coming our way. Now help us to hold fast to the hope and joy that we have received in this season in our hearts. And continue to give of ourselves to one another, to our community. Thank you, God. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So everybody, now we're going to move on to the next segment, which actually is singing. So invite all of you to join me and all my friends in singing Star Child.
Everyone alive. with child, knowing joy in store.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us once again. I hope all of you, you know, whether you're watching it from home, alone, or with your family and friends, you know, enjoyed the sing-along. All right? So now we have come to the part of very important, the announcements. All right? So that, you know, I can give everybody some of the things to look forward to and some that were happening when we kickstart the January 2021. So firstly, if you're watching it live or post-live, or you have intention, right, actually to come to a church on the 27th, please take note that we will not be having a live service in church on the 27th of December. However, we will actually be playing an encore broadcast on YouTube of the Christmas service. However, all right, we will actually kick off our first live service in FCC on-site on the 3rd of January at 10:30. So please come and join us if you have intention to do so. And how do you do that? You can go to fcc.la/attendfcc. All right. So for those who are new joining in with us online, welcome home to FCC, the Free Community Church, where free stands for first realize everyone's equal. So one way for us to get in touch with you, to know you better, you know, is to fill up our form at fcc.la/fccwelcome. Right. This is a season of giving, and we want to celebrate this together with you. So we're going to throw in a little special treat for this Christmas season. For our newcomers, our new friends, not our old friends, not our old members, this only specially to welcome our new friends at Free Community Church. You know, if you fill up the welcome form by the 27th of December, we'll be sending out a little special treat via post to you so that we can actually share the love and the spirit of giving this special season. On top of that, you know, those who are signed up for our welcome form, our church will be reaching out to you and invite you to our newcomers meeting that takes place every month. So for the first meeting for 2021, it will take place on the first Sunday of January. That will be on the 3rd. All right. And so if you have more questions, you know, like if maybe filling up the form doesn't, you have some question beyond the form, what the form can, provide you for, you can reach out to our pastors or our church staff by emailing us at info@freecomchurch.org. All right. But importantly, I hope everybody is excited as I am. You know, now we are revealing, right, the top three scorers of our Christmas quiz organized by our youth group. And so here on the screen are the top three people who know their Christmas best. Please, whether you're alone or you're at home, with your friends, give them a round of applause, all right? So maybe if you are, if they happen to be with you, you know, congratulate them. The top scorer will be receiving the special gift of the $35 Nespresso voucher gifted by the church. And our church staff will be reaching out to the winner. We'll get in touch with you shortly after the service. Next, no regular. These are some of the regular announcements. No pastoral support. It's important that ourselves or the one our loved ones around us, sometime they may be still struggling, you know, in coping with the new normal. So if you are, you know, yourself or your friends around you need pastoral support and they need spiritual support from our church, please reach out to us at info@freecomchurch.org. Next, since the circuit breaker, you know, we have been finding better ways in this new normal to connect with one another, to encourage spiritual growth. So what better way to do that, to have a respite during the middle of the week on a Wednesday, to join us for a prayer meeting, so over Zoom. So you can join our pastors and our church members to come together, you know, by going to the Zoom call at fcc.la/fccpraise. It will be from 8 to 8:30 p.m. every Wednesday. Now, sometimes there's a lot of announcement, and you want to get in touch with us, and what better way, you know, like other than watching a YouTube or playing a rerun, right? You can just simply sign up for our broadcast list. Save this number to your phone right now in your WhatsApp, 9366-3818, and send your name over to this number, and our church staff will include you in the broadcast list. Last but not least, your feedback and your encouragement is very important to us. Every week on a Monday, our service production team, together with the pastors, come together to review our service and take a look at the feedback so that we can capture this learning and do better and serve all our community, our congregation, better by providing you with better quality live service. So we look forward to hearing from you and your feedback. Next, so we're going to close, as we're coming to a close to the service, you know, I'd like to invite all of us to join, you know, Pastor Myak and Pastor Pauline for the Psalm response.
And now, let us close this service in celebration and thanksgiving to God. God is... Let all the earth rejoice, from heartlands to coastlands, celebrate. Swirling clouds and holy darkness are your cloak, O God. Righteousness and justice are your foundation.
Delight in God, O people. Fire blazes out before you, flaming high up craggy mountains. Your lightning lights up the land, earth sees and quakes. Mountains melt before you, O God, melt like wax before the God of earth.
Delight in God, O people.
The whole cosmos resounds with your justice. All nations will behold your glory. Dawn will come for the cause of the just. Joy is for the upright of heart.
Delight in God, O people.
Delight in God, O people. You were wrapped in divine darkness and born into holy light. Give thanks to the Radiant One.
Delight in God, O people.